Welcome to episode 321. Oh my gosh, just 321 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English speaking podcast about Asian theme parks like Tokyo Disneyland, USJ, Shanghai, Hong Kong, all those places. Lots of cool, fun places to visit. You can find that all on TDR Explorer on any website. Like if you're on TikTok or YouTube or just like the main website, TDRExplorer.com. You can find it there. I'm one of your hosts, Trish. I love Halloween, which is what we're going to be talking about today. You can find me at Dream Sweets Love on Instagram and on Threads. And I participate on something called Discover Urayasu, where we try to bring what's happening within the city to an overseas audience. And that chuckling voice you heard behind me was the amazing Chris. Hello. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing well.
Happy spooky season.
Happy spooky season.
We can finally feel it. It got chilly today.
Like today, actually today.
Yeah.
Finally
after being 34
like
degrees last weekend.
30, yeah. It was, last Friday was horrible. Because it was overcast. And yeah. So it just made it incredibly humid.
Yes.
It was humid and hot and it was just disgusting. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're past that. summer lasted very long. I think... Was it longer last year? I don't remember. Last year was hot too. I just remember that.
I feel like it's just never ending now.
Yeah, this is what September is supposed to be like. Mm-hmm. You know, a high of 26, 27 in the day and then gets down to like 19, 20, 21 in the evening. No humidity or very little humidity. That's what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah. So,
yeah, we're finally into the fall season, which is nice. mm-hmm. I wanted to before we go like get into the main topic that I'm really excited to talk about. I went and saw the new castle projection show at Tokyo Disneyland. It just debuted last Friday, the 20 something.
Oh yeah, it just debuted. How was it?
It was fine. It was just fine. I'll be honest, I kind of forgot about it for a while because they announced it so long ago. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of forgot it when it was debuting. And I remember thinking a few weeks ago, oh, when is the new Reach for the Stars show? And I had to look it up. And I was like, oh, that's very soon. I completely forgot about it. So, yeah. I don't want to go too spoilery. I guess I won't say what's in the show exactly if people want to hear or like, they're going to go watch it. But for me personally, I thought the show was fine. I really liked the original song in it, Reach for the Stars. Mm-hmm. My issue was the song was only at the beginning and the end of the show. There was basically no story. I felt there was no cohesive story. Like I kind of saw what they're trying to go for with like Reach for the Stars, like things going into the sky. So, you know, they had Hercules, which has kind of been all the promos. They had stuff with Dumbo, Aladdin, things like that. Like those things kind of make sense. Mm-hmm. But then they added other IPs in there. And I just thought this just feels like a clip show, a very pretty clip show. So there was no like peaks and valleys when it came to just telling a story, because there really wasn't one.
Yeah.
Which was a little disappointing, to be honest. Other than that, though, it was very pretty. It's a very pretty show. Like, we've come a long way with projection mapping, and they take full advantage of all the lasers that they have because they have to make up for the lack of fireworks. Like, there's some fireworks in the show, but we're not known for our fireworks displays. Like, we're never going to have something to the magnitude of Happily Ever After in the Magic Kingdom or Momentous at Hong Kong Disneyland. We've never done that, and I don't think it's ever going to happen. I'm sure we've talked about it before. Isn't it something to do with like a local law or something like that?
I guess like the local, like, yeah, I think it's a legal issue. And I think also like, I mean, it's Disney. They could probably... you know, like get around it. But I think probably the people that live nearby would complain. Not me. I wouldn't complain. But like probably some people would complain, you know.
Yeah, because the parks are like people can see the parks from their homes, right?
Yeah.
You can see the resorts. So it's pretty close to residential areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand, you know, 20-minute fireworks display that's going off would be...
like at bedtime.
Yeah, because it would happen... well, if they did it twice, it would happen at like 6:30 and then again at like 8:40. And I
And then also probably the length like would like interfere with the nighttime parade. You know, it would be hard to schedule it, right?
Something like that. Yeah, I'm sure. And also too, like the residential area is very condensed in terms of residential area.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like people are spread out here. Things are very condensed. Japan, especially the urban areas, are very condensed. So that's the, I guess, the ongoing theory as to why we don't have these gigantic fireworks displays. Because Japan is known for their fireworks displays. We've talked about this before, too.
Oh, like the summer festivals. That's like a special case, right? Like yeah, once in the summer or autumn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. The show's fine. It's nice that we have a show again because it's been, what, 5-6 years since we've had the projection show. Wasn't the last one Celebrate Tokyo Disneyland? That one was good. That was a good one.
Hello.
And that was a while ago too. Like 2018, 2019. I think it was 2019. Something like that. Yeah.
I lost you. I lost you. I lost the audio for a moment.
Oh, no, we're fine.
Oh, we are? Okay. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I was just saying that I think it's nice to have a show again. We haven't had one in a while since like Celebrate Tokyo Disneyland back in, it was like 2018 or something, wasn't it? And like it was very short lived. Mm-hmm. I just remember that much. So yeah. Anyway, I don't think we need to do a full episode on it because it's a 20-minute show. It's fine. Watch it when you're there. It's on twice a day, in the evenings. Check the app. It's all there. I personally don't think you need to spend DPA on it. The DPA is like in front of the castle where you get to sit down. I don't think you need to do that because you can stand pretty far back. I've watched it from the side, like on the left side, mm-hmm. kind of just behind the DPA area. And then also further back in front of the vacation package area that's in front of the partner statue and also behind the partner statue. I've seen it 3 times. And I kind of find the further back you are, the more you get to see because they actually have to make use of lighting on the trees and stuff. So you kind of get like it's a lot more, it's more pretty from behind.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's it. I've done all the Halloween food at Disneyland, but we're not going to talk about that today. We can talk about that another time. But yeah, I finally did all the food, the Halloween food at Tokyo Disneyland, Disney Sea. That's been for like 2 weeks now, 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
Came out so early. But then the merchandise just came out this last week, last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just... very staggered in terms of how everything is going with Halloween and whatnot, because then the event itself doesn't start until October 1st.
Oh my gosh, yeah, for real. It's so late this year. But I mean, like the weather, the autumn weather has been so late, right?
Yeah, 35 degrees is not fall weather.
Mm-mm.
in the slightest.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Halloween food at the different hotels around Tokyo Disney Resort. And these are non-Disney hotels. So we're not talking about the Disney hotels. We're talking about like the official hotels.
Yeah.
And some other hotels in the area. So you've been kind of scouting out a lot of this stuff.
I have, because I love everything spooky. And we were, along with the tourism organization, we were invited to Hilton. So for that one, that we didn't pay for. Usually we pay for everything that we do ourselves. But just to disclose, the Hilton, we were invited. But yeah, everything else I want to do and I will be paying for. I'm kind of excited. I'm not going to do everything, obviously, but
that's a lot.
No, it's a lot.
Definitely a
but
lot.
I do want. There, I have some things that I have my eye on. Mm. Is there anything that you have been kind of like interested in, like any of the?
I've seen. I think I saw. I did see Hilton did like some PR thing. So there, like, I saw some social media posts from my Japanese online creators. So I saw that stuff. So you're probably at the same thing or something. Yeah. I'm not sure. But yeah, I saw that. So that looks really interesting. There was another one.
Yeah.
There was another hotel. It's not in this list here. It's a hotel. It's in Tokyo.
Yeah.
But they're doing this thing where it's like this story that kind of goes from your hotel room and then with all the different food. So like, I'm probably going to butcher this completely, but based off of my understanding, there's like some sort of mystery you had to solve. So you had like black light flashlight and there was a mural above the beds and it had like these clues for something.
Oh my gosh.
And then the food played into it. So you got like one course, like, I'm not sure if it was a course or what it was. And it was like, I think it was like an angel or something. And then I think you like quote unquote die or something. I'm not sure. But then like the next meal, like the dessert or something they have like the next day is something to do with like the devil.
Okay.
Like it's very themed. I should have looked this up ahead of time. But yeah, someone was posting about it and it looked very interesting.
That sounds so cool.
Very, yeah. Like, as soon as I saw it, I thought, oh, Patricia would love that.
Oh my God. Tokyo is like a wonderland for like themed, like Halloween themed, like menus and like activities. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I love it so much. Yeah, but that sounds so cool.
Should we, do you want to talk about the Hilton stuff? I think.
Yeah, we can go like down the list, right?
Yeah.
So Hilton, I like this story. It's a vampire host invites you to their party and they like chocolate. Like they love chocolate. And they also have like their entourage of friends who are also invited. So like the food is like themed to like witches and werewolves and ghosts. And of course, lots and lots of chocolate because that's the vampire's favorite. And I thought it was kind of they do some really fun stuff with flavors. Like for example, like the witch's broom is like a Mont Blanc. I know you are not a Mont Blanc fan, no. But you might like this one because inside, instead of like chestnut, it's matcha.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got like a little witchy green color. And you do have a little bit of chestnut on the outside, but I probably, together with the matcha, I think you might like the flavor.
That sounds nice.
And like they had like floating wine glasses and these black macarons with like a really bright red filling. I really liked, like, I like black colored food a lot. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but I really do. And I like how, since it's a buffet, you could choose to get all the black theme, all the black colored food, and like arrange it into like a really aesthetic, you know, like sweets meal. That was what I was going for personally, but like there's a lot of different flavors and textures from like orange pumpkin roll cake and like they have like so much that like there's something for everybody. Oh, and there's one thing that I really thought was cool. I don't know if you've seen this in Tokyo, but like there's like this confection and I'm trying to think what it's called. It's called kohakuto. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Kohakuto, no.
It looks like a crystal. It looks like a gemstone.
Hmm.
But no, it's soft inside.
Oh. Is that like a gelatin?
It looks really cool.
It's like a gelatin? It's like a gelatin or something?
Inside, yeah. Inside it's like soft like a gelatin. Outside is kind of like a little crispness to it.
Okay. Interesting.
And they had like this panna cotta and it had like the gemstones on top.
Mm.
And it looked really pretty.
That is cool.
Yeah. And I'm not generally a buffet person, but I can see how like if you get a bunch of friends together and you all have different tastes in what you want, then it could be a fun outing. You know what I mean?
That does sound fun.
Yeah.
I like that. Like it's vampire. Like it's a vampire that like invites you.
Yeah. And I don't know, you know, maybe the vampire's, you know, telling you that they're a chocolate lover to get you off guard so they can drink your blood. But but no, but there's like a lot of good chocolate. So you probably wouldn't mind anyway.
So it's mostly just chocolate stuff.
But it's not. Like, so like the vampire area, there is a lot of chocolate. There's like a chocolate chess set cake and like chocolate, like a whole bunch of chocolate. But there's other stuff too. There's like something for everybody. There's like your typical kind of like sponge cake, but like it looks like a ghost. And there's pumpkin flavor, and there's like a tart, like a really lovely, like it looks like a Shaboose tart, but I don't think that's what it was. So they have like a bit of every flavor, even though chocolate is the theme.
Yeah, like I'm not a big chocolate person. Mm-hmm. Everything is chocolate. Like I like things when there's like a little bit of chocolate in it, but if it's fully chocolate, it's pretty hit or miss for me.
Oh, like, I get it.
Yeah, it's too rich.
Because that's like each dish, it's like labeled like what it is, and not everything is chocolate.
Okay. I might have to check that out.
Yeah. And they got savory stuff too. Like they got your typical like squid ink pasta with like a red pomodoro sauce. So you get that black and red contrast again. And they got like sandwiches. They got like a little bit of everything on the savory side as well, you know?
And this is like, what was I going to say? like what time, do you know what time the stuff is on? Like,
okay. So this one is on Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays only.
Oh, okay. So it's only happening like a couple times a week, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. From September 7th through October 27th.
Okay. It's not too bad then.
It's not. It's really not. Let's see. What's next on our list? Sheraton.
Sheraton, yeah.
They have a lot of stuff.
And Sheraton's two doors down. Three doors down now?
Yeah.
Three,
it's like no, two doors right, down. I think they're like what, separated by Toy Story Hotel?
And the Okura.
And Okura, yeah. You could just go on the monorail like route and just go to all the different like places if you have like a big appetite, I guess. So Sheraton has a lot going on, and they have like some really cool stuff at the Cafe Tostina Bakery. They have like a lot of ghost and spider themed stuff, and like one of the things that I thought was really cute, it's like called Phantom, and it's like a mousse tart with like a one-eyed ghost. And it sounds like really adorable. And they have like Halloween cream puffs, ghost hamburgers, like a cream bun, but it's like a spider, like a two-colored spider's cream bun. And then they also have like a weekend buffet. So I guess a lot of the Halloween buffet stuff the hotels are doing on the weekend. And that's also a sweets buffet as well.
I guess it makes sense. That's kind of a, I've noticed that with like these special buffets, it's usually on the weekends, like weekends and holidays. It's usually when they do it. It's not an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm. I think they're probably also trying to pull in local people because a lot of people staying at the hotel are probably going to the parks, you know?
Yeah, and that's not really high on their list of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of they just want to eat and get to the park.
Exactly. Like, I guess like if you're doing it before check-in would probably be a good time, or maybe like on the day you're checking out or something.
Yeah. So what else do they have there?
At that place? Like just like a whole bunch of cute sweets.
Mm.
Those are the main ones. The main ones though are like the things at the bakery, at the Cafe Tostina Bakery.
Okay. So you can just kind of go up there and just get whatever.
Yeah. So that one, you don't need to make a reservation or anything, which is awesome.
You just pop in over there.
Uh-huh. Or like, let's say you have like a room and you want to just like have some downtime, like you're tired or, you know, you have like kids, you could take like a little break from the parks, go have like a tea time in your hotel room, pick up a little cake at the bakery, or, you know, I guess a ghost hamburger if you want something savory, and just have like a fun little dining time, you know, and get away from the crowds.
That's fun. I like when hotels do that kind of stuff, you know, just something fun, you know?
I do too. I really like the hotel bakeries. Like, I'm kind of like obsessed with them, especially like around Christmas time and Halloween time. They have like so many cute things.
That's true. I'm going to have to go to this bakery. That sounds more at my alley. I'm not really a sweets buffet type of person.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's so much food that it's hard to like eat that much, you know, sometimes.
It's just a lot of sweets. And I guess here too, things are smaller. So you can sample a lot of things, I guess. I guess that's kind of the point. You get to sample a lot of little
things. That's the thing. Or you're with like a big group of people and everybody wants something different.
Yeah. Like food portions are not very big. So it's easy enough to kind of sample a lot of different things if you like.
Mm-hmm. But it can be overwhelming as well. So I totally understand that. Because I'm kind of the same way. Like buffets are really hard for me, like to eat, you know, the required food to make the price point, you know?
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like, what is it in Ixpiari? Do we have is it Sweets Paradise or is it something else? We have a sweets buffet in Ixpiari. I can't remember.
Oh, do we have a Sweets Paradise?
I don't think it's Sweets Paradise.
It's something like a Sweets Paradise.
Yeah, and I go buy it and I think, oh, that'd be kind of fun. And then I think, I don't want to spend 90 minutes eating, I don't want to be eating dessert for 90 minutes.
Like, you have to be in the mood, you know?
Yeah, like, usually if I'm hungry, I want something of substance, I suppose. I'm just looking it up right now because I am intrigued. Okay. Krispy Kreme? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't see it listed.
Did it close?
Unless it closed in the last week. I walked by it.
Okay, so it was still there. Because I haven't been up there in a while. And, you know, like, things change out so quickly.
They changed. I don't know why I'm on the English website. Usually the Japanese site's better.
Because probably I'm thinking if it's open, that would also probably be Halloween as well, right?
I don't know. I would keep looking, so I'll bring it up once I find it. So the Sheraton thing, is it on the same time as the Hilton, or is there like a different date for that?
It's slightly different. It's like from October 1st to October 31st. The suites buffet is only on the weekend, but the cafe menu you can pick up anytime.
Okay. So I have to wait. I have to wait to go to the bakery. Okay.
And then the other one, like the one, another hotel that's like right next to that is like Hotel Okura. And I like that they took a very different approach, you know. They went with magic. And I'm like, okay, yes, we love magic. And they have like this magic. It's called the Magic of Halloween. And they have this photo display. So again, this is like something that you can enjoy just hotel hopping if you want to like hop in and get like a Halloween vibe. In the photo spot, it seems like it has like this effect where it looks like you're casting a spell. There's like some kind of lighting effect that they have. And that's like in front of like this a backdrop of like I guess like a witch's or a magic laboratory, you know? And there's even photo props. So if you need like a cape or something, you can borrow one.
That's fun.
It is really fun.
And I know Okura is known for, I think it's Okura. It's known for its cream puff. I think it's known for, is that the hotel it's known for, a cream puff?
I believe so. Okura is like one of those old school, like really classic Japanese hotels.
Yeah.
And I really like the vibe of
it. It's very, would you say it's Showa era?
I Maybe. Or before. I'm not 100% sure. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I think Showa era, like the, like I kind of think like Kisa 10 kind of vibes, like things are kind of like glossy and
I can see that. Yeah. Like brown, kind of classy, you know,
browns and yellows, like that kind of, or like, or even like pearly white or uh-huh. green, those kind of colors is kind of what I think of.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, yeah. Very aesthetic, I suppose.
It is kind of like a whole aesthetic. Mm. They also have some food. They have a Magic of Halloween seasonal select lunch. And this looks like it's a little bit more on the casual side. So it looks like if you're looking for like something fun and Halloween-y for lunch, this is what you would do. And then they have like a buffet as well, like a Halloween harvest buffet. And this is like a bit on the fancier side. They have Wagyu and seafood and matsutake mushrooms. So it's got those autumnal flavors. And a bit of like Halloween vibes as well.
Well, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do all of these that's so the far. Thing.
It's like, how yeah. do you choose?
I know. I found the place.
Okay.
In Xperia. It's called Salon de Sweets.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't Sweets Paradise. Sweets Paradise is just, I think, strictly sweets, isn't it? Like, it's pretty like.
It's they do have, I think, curry. Rice, yeah. maybe. Something,
maybe. They're like,
but you like, you don't go there for Japan. Food. Yeah.
No, it's kind of, you kind of, it's kind of like the Caesarea of buffets.
It's, of, you know, Sweets Paradise is known for their collaboration menus. So a lot of the times you go there because of a collaboration menu. And sometimes with the collaboration menu, they'll have like some savory dishes, like, I don't know, like an ochazuke or something like that. That is a different dish from curry rice. And that's like specifically you have to order it. It's not like part of the buffet. But like, yeah, they do a lot of collaborations.
Yeah, so the Salon de Sweets is on the fourth floor. It's mostly desserts, but they also mm-hmm. have... They also have roast beef and roast pork and salad and corn You're soup right. and curry and pasta and mm-hmm. fried potato and karage and pizza. So pretty okay. typical buffet Look, fare.
That's a lot of food.
That is. And it looks like they're doing a Halloween thing too.
They better be. Yeah, that's awesome.
Anyway, it was bothering me. I couldn't remember what the name was. Salon
no,
de
me
Sweet.
Too. I was like, something sweet. Because we went years ago, like when it opened.
Yeah, I walked by it like last week. Mm-hmm. So there we go. Mystery solved.
Yeah, it's open. If you want sweets, they also have Halloween sweets. So check it out. What All else right, do we what, got? Okay, also on the monorail line, Grand Nikko Tokyo Bay Maihama. We're getting into the hotels where I can never for the life of me remember their names.
They're just words slapped together.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like so. I do know the Grand Nikko was redone.
Yes,
like in 2021 or something, it reopened, or even 2020.
Yeah,
it reopened because it was like refurbed. It was an existing hotel that they refurbed and changed the name. Mm-hmm. Was it like Tokyo Bay Maihama Hotel first or something?
No, that's the first hotel that was on the resort line. That one is also on the list.
Oh, so okay.
And the name, like, they didn't change it that much. It's like Tokyo Bay Maihama Hotel, and I think there is a first at the end of it, but
yeah, like, because I that hotel and the Grand Nikko, like, their names were so similar.
Yes,
and it was confusing.
It was so confusing, and I still confuse them, but like the Nikko now stands out more. Because it's a yeah. little bit different from like my, I forgot what the name was, but they were really, really similar.
Yeah. So there's a Grand Nikko Tokyo Bay Maihama and the yes. Tokyo Bay Maihama Hotel.
Yes.
they share three of the same words and it's, yeah, it's still slightly confusing. It's, yeah. The Grand Nikko is like a bigger, I think it's like the facade is black, I think.
Oh, is it?
I think it's black.
Okay.
Something like that. Anyway.
That's very Grand Halloween-y. Nikko.
What do they got? What do they got for Halloween?
Okay, they've got another sweets buffet, but it's also really cute. It's got like little goblin cakes. Mm-hmm. And that's like a motif that I didn't see at the other hotels. So those are kind of like really, really cute. Like, I guess like goblin or oni or something like that kind of a motif. They have jack-o'-lanterns, spiders and ghosts, and like looks like autumnal flavors again, like apple and pumpkin and sweet potato and all of that. So it's got like a very cute vibe, their buffet.
That actually sounds really fun.
It does look really fun. Like, I feel like for kids, this would be like, and for adults too, for me as well, it would be really appealing.
Oh, yeah. I think I kind of want to do this one. I just like
the whole. Are you looking at the picture?
Yeah. I kind of like all the goblins and stuff.
It's really cute. And like, it's really vibrant colors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to do that. Okay. I think that's making my short list.
Yes. Okay. And I want to hear when you go, because I want to hear all about it.
Yes.
Okay. So now we have reached Tokyo Bay Maihama Hotel. And this one was like the first hotel. Okay. They're doing something really unique. Like, I guess if you want to stand out, they created a menu to stand out. And they have an afternoon tea. It's Halloween themed. And it's also cheese themed.
Cheese. And
it's cheese. And it's the cheese twilight afternoon tea. And it's got sweet and savory cheeses. They've got pumpkin cheesecake, apple blue cheese tart, which it seems like it's like one of the standout things that they really recommend. Salmon sour cream danishes. And yes, I'm from Miami. That's why I pronounce the S. I know it's salmon. I know. It's hard for me to control it. Gruyere cheese and ham danishes. And so I really like the concept for this. I think they went with something really different from like your typical autumnal flavors. And I'm kind of digging it. I like that they went in their own direction, you know?
I love that it's cheese.
Me too. I mean, hello, Mickey Mouse is right next door. I'm sure this would be a buffet that would appeal to Mickey and Minnie for sure, right?
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah.
One thing we forgot to mention. Is it all these hotels, like the Tokyo official Tokyo Disney hotels, for Halloween, you get a little pouch, like a pouch?
Yeah, and it looks really cute.
I think it's Chip and Dale themed too, if I remember correctly.
Is it?
I literally just saw a picture. Let me find it again. I think it's black and purple, and Chip and Dale are on it.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And it's like through a package that you have to do with the hotels.
Oh my God, that's so cute. Yeah. Special events and Disney Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, special. Yeah, it says you get the special, it's a little toiletry bag when you book a plan.
But it looks really well made, you know?
It looks like, I have the same design type of pouch. I got it from Muji like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it has like a little hanger on it so you can open it up and it flaps open, and you can hang it, you know, if you're in a hotel or something, you can hang on the towel rack or on the shower rod or something. So it doesn't have to sit on the counter.
Oh, really practical.
Oh, I love that. It has Chip and Dale on it. I want it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm looking at all the pictures as we go through all this stuff, and I want the cheese.
I like the cheese. They also have something really cool at their, I believe it's their cafe, and it's a black heart mascarpone cake with like a raspberry jelly and port wine sauce. And it's like, it looks like this like pitch black heart. Again, me and black colored foods, I love it. It's like a pitch black heart, and like it's got like the little, you know, those little pumpy things where you can insert whatever into the cake. It's got that, and it's like red. You're like, wow, looks like a bloody black heart. And I'm really, really into that one. But they also have like a cute ghost and pumpkin if you want something a little less you know, gothy. But I really like a lot of things that they did. I know I can never remember the name, but I actually really like what they're doing and I kind of want to go check them out. On top of that, they also have a Halloween dinner course menu as well.
It looks good.
Yeah, it really does. I like that they kind of went in a more unique direction.
Right. I mean, I'm a cheese person, so I'm kind of all for it.
It's like right up your alley then.
I'm going to have to go and do that one now too. Why? Why do I have to do this?
Because it's Halloween and you deserve a treat.
I do. Okay. I just looked it up. So so there is the Tokyo Bay Myhama First Resort, and there's also the Tokyo Bay Myhama Hotel. So they're both still open. Then what was the
No. Grand Tokyo Nico? Tokyo Bay Myhama Hotel is the first Myhama Hotel. Or was the first Myhama Hotel. And I think it's still, I think they still call it Tokyo Bay Myhama Hotel First Resort or something.
It's two very different websites. I'm looking at it right now.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No.
Even we get confused.
No. I can't.
Because one of them is like
Tokyo Bay Myhama First Resort.
So Tokyo Bay Myhama Hotel is like that weird circular building, the orangish brown.
What?
And then the other one, the first Myhama Hotel First, is like a.
Wait, you're right. Shoot, maybe does
and the other, and then the other one, the first resort is just a gray hotel, but they're side by side. No. They're right beside each other.
Yeah. And
the first resort is the weird. I have a story.
It's the one that's more like straight and long.
Yeah, I have a spooky story about that hotel actually.
Oh my god! Wait, please share it.
Yeah. So okay, so this is first resort. Tokyo Bay Myhama Hotel First Resort. I'm trying to get this
first
straight.
First resort does not have the. Oh, I was wrong. Okay, so wait. So they don't have. It's so okay. Okay. Okay, so it's Tokyo Bay Myhama Hotel that has the cheese afternoon tea and dinner set and black heart cake, and right. the first resort, Tokyo Bay Myhama Hotel First Resort, has hotel themed rooms, but I don't think they have food.
No, they're not doing anything Halloween themed. There's
okay.
Yeah, so you were right. Everything you said was right. It's just
I'm so sorry. No, because I could have sworn I thought that it was the first. Ah, it's so confusing. See, why are those names so close to each other?
It's so dumb. Anyway, Tokyo Bay Myhama Hotel has the cheese twilight afternoon tea, which we just talked about. Wonderful. But I have a spooky story from the Tokyo Bay Myhama Hotel First Resort. This was during the pandemic. The peak of the pandemic, I guess. This was 2021 when this happened, 2021. And a friend of mine, she was staying at the hotel and I've never been there. So I kind of just wanted to see it, right? I just wanted to go and see it. And the hotel was pretty much vacant. There was, I think her and like two other guests were booked in that hotel at the time.
Oh my gosh.
No one was going to these hotels, right? Again, 2021, we were at the height of everything. Borders were closed. No tourism was happening. So I wanted to go check it out. So her room was fine and everything. It was like an Alice in Wonderland themed room, but very from wish.com kind of vibes. It was very strange. But that's not the scary part. They had, so there's a different wing in the hotel.
Yeah.
And this wing in the hotel is nautical themed. And in the nautical themed area was not open.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like a ship. It's like different levels of a ship.
Yeah. it wasn't, there was no one staying in there. So they didn't turn on any of the all the lights were off. But for whatever reason, we were able to still go over there.
Yeah.
And I don't remember why we were going over there. I think we were just walking around. We didn't realize it was closed.
Yeah.
Like the lights were off in there. So we went in there and we went through like to the first floor. The lights were on there. So we're like, okay, let's just check out what the floors look like. Cause you know, this is all nautical theme. It's really cool. So we went in the elevator and we went up and the elevator doors opened. It was pitch black. And I walked out of the elevator and I just looked down left and right. It was just dark hallway. There was nobody there. The lights were off. And all you see were like these dark portholes that were looking outside. So like the faint light that was coming from outdoors.
Yeah.
Was sort of illuminating everything, but it was just so freaky to see.
Oh my gosh.
suffice to say, we didn't stay long. Turned around and left because we felt like, oh, I don't think we're supposed to be here.
Oh no.
So yeah, we left after that. Yeah. So that's my somewhat creepy story with the first resort hotel.
Oh my gosh. I love it. So it's got some spookiness there, you know. Yeah.
So we're going to be moving on to the hotel that is not on the monorail loop, it looks like.
We're leaving the monorail loop.
This is the Brighton Hotel Tokyo Bay, which I've stayed at before. I've done that hotel once.
Yeah, I think that one's owned by Oriental Land Company, actually.
Is it that one or is it the other one, the Oriental?
I think it's Brighton. Oriental is not. Yeah.
It's not. Okay. Yeah. Because that's right across from it. But yeah, the Brighton Hotel is right at Shin Ureasu Station. So it's not on property at Tokyo Disney, but it's considered a partner hotel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a partner hotel. It's nice. So, it's very much of its era.
It's kind of fancy. I kind of like it. They have like a piano downstairs and I really like their lounge area. They don't have too much going on for Halloween. Again, more like autumnal flavors, but what they have is Halloween themed rooms and you can order a black cat cake.
Oh, that's fun.
And so you could either have it, I guess, at the hotel or you can take it home if you're not staying at the hotel, which is really nice. But you do have to order it from their website.
Mm. That's cute, though.
Mm-hmm. It's super cute. I love it. But then, not too much Halloween stuff, though.
And then the new Hoshino Resort that just opened is doing something for Halloween, it looks like, too.
Yeah, and I almost forgot to check them, and I'm like, oh, they just opened, so probably they're not doing anything, but then I went to go look, and man, it looks really, really fun. So they have all kinds of decorations, like including like jack-o'-lanterns wearing 1950s fashion, and all the second rooms are like decorated to Halloween, and they also have a themed menu, again, which I wasn't expecting. And that has three items at their restaurant, which is a pumpkin pie sundae, which is limited to 20 guests per day, a pumpkin cream chocolate, which is looks like you can order as many people can order as they like, and a pumpkin spice tea, which is also limited to 20 per day. And then, and this is like the coolest thing, they have a live jazz music on the weekend.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not something I would associate with Halloween, but sure.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, oh, maybe they play some like spooky tunes.
Maybe.
But yeah, it's so part of like the whole thing that they're doing.
Yeah. So this is the Hoshino Resort 1955 Tokyo Bay Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
It opened in what, July? June?
Yeah, it opened fairly recently. So I was really surprised that they were doing anything at all for the first year. But yeah, they're on it. So probably also for Christmas, they're going to do something really pretty.
Oh, that'll be nice. That's another fun time of the year at the different hotels, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, I did my first Hoshino Resort Hotel 2 weeks ago.
How was it?
Yeah, I went to the one. I went to one in Osaka, the Omo 7.
Yeah.
Which is in the Shinsekai area, which is by the Shin Imamiya train station on the Osaka Loop line. So I had to go back for Halloween Horror Nights at Universal, and I wanted to stay somewhere different for a change, because usually I just stay at the Art Hotel, which is at Bentencho. I usually just stay there because it's relatively affordable.
Yeah.
It's usually about 10,000 yen per night, and it can sleep like up to three people.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, I'm going to try something different. So I did the Omo 7. It's a little bit further from Universal. It's about 20 minutes on the train, 25 minutes. But it's more kind of in the city area, I suppose, than staying out near Universal. But anyway, the Hoshino Resort, I guess this one wasn't, it's not one of their value hotels. It's, I don't even know what they classify it as. Anyway, it was a nice hotel. I was very happy with it. The beds were incredibly comfy, and the pillows were very comfy, because you know how pillows and beds in Japan can be very hit or miss.
Yes.
They can be rock hard sometimes. sometimes the pillows are terrible in some hotels. I will say the Art Hotel that I stay at, I don't like their pillows, so I bring my own.
Oh my gosh.
But it's affordable, so I don't complain. But the Omo 7, the pillows were perfect for me. And the bed was firm, but not too firm. It was, I feel like Goldilocks. It was just right for me. Like, nice. I prefer a firmer bed because I'm someone who sleeps on their side. So, I much prefer that. It was a very like trendy kind of hotel. So it was very, everything was themed to stuff from Osaka. So it's all Osaka themed, which I thought was really cool. They even had like this gigantic mural in the lobby. That was a map of Osaka. And it looked like, I think a local artist did it. It was a very stylized map that showed like the train lines and just like all the tourist spots.
Oh, nice.
And there was even like a huge globe that says Universal on it, because it's like a Universal partner hotel as well, because they have a shuttle that goes to and from the Universal if you want. And there was a lot of lounging space, which I guess they're known for.
Yeah.
Hoshino Resorts are known for lounging spaces.
I think they just want to create like a really comfortable environment, you know?
Yeah, there was like this, there was like in the lobby area, there was so many places to just to lounge. There was chairs, there was couches, and lots of like tables and like counters and stuff that you can sit at and whatnot. And it was all very modern looking as well. And then outside, they had, I didn't go outside because it was too bloody hot, but outside it was all like greenery. So like in the summertime, they have a thing where you can get like a summer lantern and like walk around with it. And they have like a barbecue that you could do. And they also do a sauce bar.
What's that?
So instead of like a wine bar, they have a sauce bar, and you get to do like sauce tastings. So you can taste like different, like locally made Japanese sauces that are paired with obviously for different types of food.
Yeah.
So you get to sample those kind of things. Obviously you need to pay for it, but you know, it's kind of, you know, when you pay for like a wine sampler or wine flight, I suppose. I don't know, like wine, you know, we get to try a bunch of different wines or different types of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Instead it's sauces.
That sounds so fun.
Which I thought was pretty cool. It wasn't on when I was there. Otherwise I probably would have tried it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hotel is very trendy, very a little more spacious than most Japanese type hotels. Like, this is definitely not a business hotel,
because
business hotels are like little closets. This, like, it's still smaller by Western standards, but it was very wide open. There was still plenty of space to put your luggage. And for me, I thought it was quite nice. It had like, the room had two beds and a couch. It was just me, so I've had more space. Couch and everything. And it had like the sliding doors, like the paper doors.
Yeah.
And stuff. And the window went from one wall to the other, so lots of natural light, which is really nice.
Mm.
Yeah, it was overall a very positive experience, and I am now a Hoshino Resort person. I'm going to try and say it different ones. Yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I never stayed at one before, because I know you've mentioned it, and I've just never done it.
Yeah, I want to stay at more of them as well. It's a really nice experience, I feel.
Hmm. The only thing I don't care for it, because I'm just kind of used to it with like the Disney hotels and the Universal hotels,
mm-hmm.
is they charge per person.
Mm-hmm. And
I know that's common for a lot of other Japanese hotels. It's not unique to Hoshino.
Yeah.
That's just how a lot of places do it. They don't charge per room. They charge per person in the room.
Yeah. Usually in Japan, that's how they do it.
Yeah. But for whatever reason, like a lot of the Disney hotels, Universal hotels, and even a lot of the official hotels, they don't charge per room.
Sure.
Sorry. They charge per room, not per room. Person.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
I know that like that confuses a lot of people, and sometimes it still confuses me sometimes when I see that. Because also too, I know on the Disney website, when you start booking a hotel room, it'll tell you the cost per person. But what they're doing on that is they're taking the price of the room and just dividing it by the number of people in the room.
Yeah.
But the room is still going to cost that much. No matter how regardless. Many people are staying in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, they're just breaking it down for whatever reasoning they decide to do that for. That's
cool. I think probably because people are used to seeing the per person price. And so probably that's why.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah, it is super interesting.
Oh man. So there's a lot of Halloween food stuff to check out. Oh my god! I'm not gonna be able to do all this. I know that.
I mean, like that's just at the hotels. Like if you go to like other places, there's like even more stuff. So it's like really hard to choose what to do, you know?
Well, even at the Disney hotels, I think most of them forget do something it. Halloween.
That's like a whole world. Like that's like a whole episode is just the Disney hotels and the parks, right?
Yeah, that's a whole other ball game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to focus on non-Disney stuff because they deserve love too.
I think they do. And I also think that people sometimes forget about them. And sometimes it's easier to get a reservation at these hotels. And the quality is also really high. And, you know, if you want like a Halloween thing, but you get, you're like, oh my God, Ambassador Hotel sold out and I couldn't get anything, even though you reserve months in advance. Hey, you have other options, you know?
Mm-hmm. 100%. Well, before we go, was there anything else?
I think that's it, right? I mean.
Yeah, we went through the entire list.
Yeah. If you see more, let me know. But I think I found all of them. I don't know. I didn't do Emion, but I'm not sure if Emion has anything happening, but you can check their website.
After this, I'm actually heading off to Singapore because I'm doing their Halloween Horror Nights stuff.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So you have to let us know about that and also about any Singapore Halloween menus that you find.
Oh yeah. I'm excited for that.
Oh my gosh.
Well, before we go, though, we want to thank some wonderful explorers that are supporting the show over on Patreon. So if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDRnow, where you can get early access to the episodes. And also we do a monthly bonus episode and everything. So you can check it out again, patreon.com/TDRnow. Goodness. Big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Crispy, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David, Baker, Kevin, Harry, Marina, Beth, Eli, Abby, Robinson, and Taylor.
And Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, Paige, and Tara.
And if you haven't already, make sure you hit that subscribe or follow button on your podcast app of choice, though, so that way you don't miss any of our newest episodes. You can stay up to date with everything happening on this side of the world. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I am the one that is not sitting still and doing all the Halloween stuff everywhere. And joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
Oh my gosh, every day is Halloween for me, even in the other seasons. I'm the one looking forward to Halloween Wagashi tomorrow with my tea time. You guys, let us know about your Halloween adventures and what you want to see and do when you travel, and also what's going on in your hometowns. And let us know if anything cool and spooky is happening. And thank you for listening, and keep exploring.
All right, explorers, we'll see you in the next one.